Your mother doing a hard time at Pelican Bay for stealing gum, and I'm thinking to myself here on Froggy 92.9, Rob and Josh, the morning that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Am I right?
Right,
you
yeah.
stole too.
And I was a little kid. A bunch of us were running around on our lawns out front, and our neighbor and our next door neighbor had like a big shared lawn. It was a little hard to tell where the property line was, but I found a little Ewok in the grass.
Uh-huh.
I actually knew it belonged to Mike Gold next door.
But you had to have it, huh?
I had to have that Ewok, and I picked it up and looked at it, and I was a weird kid. I wasn't even a mm-hmm. Star Wars fan, and I wanted this Ewok. So I took that little thing, and I brought it in, and I put it inside with my other little trinkets that I had. Well, months and months later, here's
SWAT
what...
broke right through your windows with their rifles.
That's right.
Freeze!
Months later, I was in trouble for something else with my mother. I feel like I was in trouble a lot with my mom.
I believe you.
Yeah. And so I'm in trouble for something else. So I tried to distract her and instead show her what I stole so that I could be in trouble for that instead.
Step away from the Ewok.
All right. So she made me bring it back to Mike Gold and confess my sins. And Mike Gold, much to my mother's chagrin, Mike didn't really care. He was like, I didn't really notice it was missing. Yeah, I'm good. And she's like, you little jerk.
Lesson unlearned.
Yeah, lesson unlearned. Your life of crime at 636-1467. Maybe your kids did this, or maybe when you were little, you kind of stole something. And, you know, how were you punished for it?
There was one incident for me.
No, there wasn't.
There was one thing that I'm embarrassed about that I shouldn't tell.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I was a young man, and I went to a party, and I saw a Doobie Brothers cassette, and I wanted that Doobie Brothers cassette for my car. I took the cassette. I went out to my car. I put it in my cassette deck, drove away, and got into a wreck.
See? God punished you.
Bingo.
That's called instant karma.
That's right.
I tell you, if it was a John Lennon tape, that would have been true.
Yeah. Well, I hope you feel sick to your stomach whenever you hear the Doobs.
I just hope the guy that had the party isn't listening.
He's all, that's where my tape went.
Way back when.